This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, Ventuk. good morning on this wonderful Friday. It is December. And I've got some wonderful friends here today, and that is Gavin and Shemaine. Hello.
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 Hello, Yella.
Nice
I'm
to have
glad
you
I'm
here.
Still a friend.
It's only us, eh? And then later we will have the phenomenal, funny Matt. Deranged
Duo
Corne and Twaki are the duo.
They are my favourite.
They are so nice. And they got a show tonight at the Wits Theatre.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And even though they do, they came to us. Oh, well,
they're
let's
coming
hope
to
so.
Us.
Yeah, let's hope so, eh?
Yeah, but who says no to Casper de Vries?
Well, Cakeney does.
I have it on good authority that they're very professional, so yay.
Yeah,
I think they'll come.
They will, they will. Because they are being steered by Lo Venter and Rob van Vieren, and they are the professional ones.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go. You see.
So I don't even know that, who that is, but
I love Lo Venter.
Oh, he is wonderful.
I love him.
He's so sweet.
I love him.
He's sweet.
I have a freaking crush on him.
Tell him.
He's going to die.
We got to decide today when we're going to switch off the Corne and Twaki and switch on Lo and Rob and vice versa. So we will then, but when it's Lo, tell him.
Okay.
I think he's married and he's got children, but still, you can tell him.
No, but you know what? When people have crushes on one another, they just recognize that something in
special,
something special.
I also think
and you fall for that quality. You fall for qualities in people. That's why we have best friends. You know, it's crushes working out. Like gotta, you know, do that. No, but he was my head writer for a while. So.
And what was happening in your head that he was? For what show was that?
It was for Swartwater.
So he wrote that.
He was one of he was the head writer and he wrote that. So you have
to. He is very creative in that way.
So he was very nurturing and lovely.
He's sweet.
He works well with a person's spirit.
He does. We love Lo.
Sometimes I sit down and wonder.
This was last week's song they danced on, and I just love it.
A new dimension.
Just give us some Vuma.
This is an old song.
It is. You know? With a new jacket.
Awesome.
Oh.
Such a beggar. Such a beggar. Such a beggar. I'm channeling Miss Miriam, Mama Africa.
Miriam Swoop, my Becca mu jam cry. Yeah, it's lekker. It's putting a little bit of a wooma in our step. Listen, do you know what happened on the 8th of December in the year of our Lord 1941?
I don't know.
What?
Your mama was born?
No, she was born 1928.
Oh, Cassie.
Trying
to make you feel better.
That was not making me to mention my mother. Let me just not try and make you feel better. Let me mention your dead mother.
You know what? As I said it, the words just, I was like, oh fuck, how are you going to save this? But just as I said it, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Yeah. It's life. You know, yesterday I watched Survivor and they got the friends and family, but mostly family episode where they come from civilization to meet them for a day. And this one guy just said, I want my mother, I want my mother. And the mother was there. And so I was in tears because I thought, I wish I could say that and just meet her again for a day.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that would be so nice. Yeah.
I also, I mean, all three of us, we've got now, you know, that kind of experience. And I find that I just want time, but that's what I've always wanted. I've never wanted anything, but I still just, you know, it's like, what would I want? Time.
Yes.
And you, Gav?
But don't you find that you first have to lose them to appreciate the time you need?
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange
definitely
balance there, because you can say how many times you want, while the people are alive, you must cherish them and talk to them. But when they're gone, then you would like just a day, just a day.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's very good. And for me, there's a difference between appreciating them and appreciating the time you had with them.
Yeah.
So I appreciated my mom, and I'm very happy with the relationship that we had, because we were best buds.
Mm.
But the time, like, I would, just for the children, for my little Kenya, just for her to, like, you know, I miss that. Mm. I miss my mom's life in her life.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we were actually in 1941.
Yeah, what did that happen?
Well, think back.
December the 8th. December
1941.
That was during the war.
Yes.
Wasn't that during the time where Lizzie came to visit us?
Lizzie who?
No, man.
Lizzie?
No.
That was during the war. Was Hitler?
Her father was still king. Yeah, but she came to see us, I think, earlier. Isn't that
Lizzie?
Elizabeth, the Queen of England.
Oh, God, I'm thinking of Lizzie, my friend. I'm thinking Liz Mayoran. There's only one Lizzie in my universe. There's only one Lizzie in my universe.
Now, that's Lizzie the Princess, then.
Oh,
but she was in Cape Town at some stage before.
Oh, that's when her dad just died.
No. Then he was still alive. She was just saying, I will devote my life for as long as I can live to the people of England and all that sailed within her.
Yes, wasn't that just after her dad died?
Just before her dad died. 1941.
Give us a clue.
Don't you know your war history? What happened? Hitler was going on in Europe, but there was still a country not in the war. Which one was that?
Was that Holland?
No, man.
Was
Roosevelt.
That France? So
what happened?
Yeah,
why did the USA enter the World War II? Because Pearl Harbor. Who were they? The
Japanese.
Yes.
They bombed
Pearl Harbor, and so America entered the war. Today. In 1941.
Wow, and that's a big part of our history.
Yeah, which we don't know, apparently.
Yeah,
let's add some sushi.
Let's say the world's history. Yeah,
I used to get A's for history, like,
I used to get very little for history because I refused to learn history that we were taught.
Oh, but you had slanted history.
Yeah.
From the white perspective.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
I almost said I had a gay grandfather. Lord.
Oh, my
Wouldn't
God.
Wouldn't that have been fun?
I had a white grandfather, so it was in the middle. I didn't care.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying, but you can't say that the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor has got any slant. It just happened.
Mm.
So you ought to know that, Shemaine. There's no excuse. Don't throw it in front of the feet of the whites.
I just know. No. I'm telling you, I had really rubbish marks during that time because history wasn't on my on my radar.
Okay, you mistrusted the most of it.
Listen. I was just a lazy kid.
Well, I thought you were politically motivated.
We throw that over all the time.
It was just 11/11/11.
Yo,
it was amazing.
Sana.
I wish my eyes can take pictures. Then I would have had that. That is too late. He was 40 years old in 1980. A legend, as Lucia said. A legend He was 40 years old, and that was his last day on Earth, was 8 December 1980. Who's that?
Really? Are we going into your
lost
world?
No, it's not white history.
Our world. Our history. In 1980, someone died.
It's not gay. It's a straight, straight as a brush.
What kind of legend are we talking about?
We're talking about...
politics or...
No.
Entertainment.
No. And politicians can't be legends. Really.
Yeah, oh, come on now.
No, they can't. Who's a legend?
Well, you know, there are loads that come to mind. If I start at home...
Start with your load.
Okay. With my load. Mm-hmm. Right.
Tell me, who's a legend?
All right. I would go with Madiba, for sure. He was, to me, a legend.
Yeah, but I don't think of him as a politician.
Mm. I think of him as an icon.
Do you think of him as... Oh,
icon, yeah. I know he said, I am not a politician. No, what did he say? I'm not... No, he didn't speak like that.
He spoke like that. You do it well.
Is it?
Yeah.
I am not... But he said he's not an angel or an idol. But we understand that...
You don't have to be an angel. You know.
You don't.
On Earth, you know, you get to make all
on
those...
On Earth, as if there's an alternative.
Yes, and you know that I know that there's an alternative. You just don't want to hear that.
No,
bullshit.
Girl.
Yes, girl.
No, girl.
So, but Maya,
don't you come with your fantasies.
Maya Angelou said, so even though we have respect for Madiba saying that he's not a legend or whatever, Maya Angelou said that you are not the one to decide if you are a legend or if you
are
an
icon.
That's
true. We love Maya.
But can somebody else decide?
Yes,
so
definitely.
Then,
okay, so this guy was not strapped.
Did you have garlic this morning? No, I'm not asking for smelling your breath because...
There's a dead vampire there in the corner.
Because you're sitting here with this fisherman's...
friend, and I'm chowing them.
I've got a hole.
I haven't had breakfast.
Oh, really? Oh.
And this is sugar-free, and I'm loving it.
Here at Cliff Central now, we can order, hey? There's menus on the tables. If you want to, in a song, quickly
I
go order.
I saw that. Your phone is ringing.
It could be nice.
That.
I will join you.
Answer your phone. Answer your phone, man.
Is it someone important?
Yeah, it is Ned. What do you call them?
Is it one of those? We've got something for
Productor,
you.
Productor, yeah.
Okay, we are only on our second topic. We haven't even had the answer on that one. Okay, so let me tell
another
you.
Another clue.
I'll give Shemaine a nice, what's her, beyond ears and arse. I will give her a clue like that. Imagine. Mm-hmm. There's no heaven.
John Legend.
Yes.
Imagine there's no... Oh!
So what happened to him?
John Legend. Was he shot on the day? Oh my goodness.
John Lennon was shot today in 1980 by a deranged fool whose name was... I can't remember. Was it Hinckley?
John Hinckley.
No, he shot Ronald Reagan.
Let's see who that... shot...
Who shot JR? JL. Who shot JL? Listen, people, if you want to... we got Koma and Twaki later. Hey, please, send questions. It's our second last
David,
show.
Mark David Chapman.
Yes, Chapman. Is he still free?
He's dead. I assume he's dead. Isn't he dead?
No.
I don't think
so. I hope he's still in jail.
Okay, let's see. Harvey doodgemaak. Let's see.
Oswald. You're talking about Kennedy's killer.
Yeah, he was killed.
No, he's dead. But Chapman...
No, he's alive.
Sure.
And well, and living in a prison.
Mm. He's alive. Life imprisonment.
But you know, it's actually quite nice to die like that, because then they'll never forget you. John Lennon, Marilyn Monroe, James Dean. They are lucky, the bastards.
What about the ones who took their own lives?
Like who?
Like Kurt Cobain and them. Those.
Robin Williams.
Yeah,
they're all heroes. Mm-hmm. They're all heroes.
So they were hot. I mean, let's face it, they were hot. You know. So, but you know.
Are you saying hard or hot?
Hot.
Dis daai goedjies wat sy eet. Die fishermans vreet.
Dit volg gewoon na brein in.
Hot in the sense of, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
What would be, as ons op jou graf staan, wat wil jy ons moet sê van jou, Shemaine?
She lived a full life.
Okay, but the show's not about you.
I thought she was number three.
That's why I didn't go on.
Why am I playing this? Why am I playing this that doesn't want to play?
Are we playing Imagine?
No, I've already passed that. But this thing...
This is probably for number three.
Why is it playing? Do you hear it's not playing? Oh, no.
Do you need an engineer?
I think the Pili. No, it's the Pili.
Do you need a song?
No, it's the Pili.
Okay, can I punt my show?
You're punted quickly.
Isn't your show over?
How? By now. No, we're on a break now. So
why isn't this
Beyond Blizzard? Ears and Eyes Go podcast download on Cliff Central. You know, you'll get information that you won't get on Casper's show because Cassie doesn't like that.
No, you know, I don't believe in that.
Isn't that about the same thing? You discard it.
Yeah, I discard it. You're right.
What?
Okay, so I think it's a waste of time.
But that's okay.
It is.
If you had to give me like one sentence of how to describe your show.
That's not a problem, hey?
What is it like the
Am
weird
I giving you a blurby? Well, you can't call it really weird. It's alternative ways of thinking.
But Lisa,
you know?
It doesn't want to
so
work.
So you can think of death in a different way than just like we had that thing.
My Pili.
You know, he says, this is it, this is done. Christians say the same thing. This is it, this is done.
The Pili isn't
working.
My form
of belief says, no, there's more to this. This is just a veil.
Did I Pili
so
the right
thing? So that kind of stuff you talk about. But then you can also talk about, you know, meditation and how that can help.
Thank you very much. I put the wrong Pili in the wrong hole. Thank you,
Oh,
Pilisa.
Please continue with the wrong Pili in there so I can keep punting this show of ours.
Number
Beyond
three.
Beyond Ears and Eyes. How you're doing.
Why am I playing this?
I don't know. It sounds gay. All right, everybody. Gather around. The Candyman is here. Aww. What kind of candy you want? Chocolate, malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want.
Sounds like this guy's an alien.
Right man, because I'm the candy man.
Ooh.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the candy man.
The candy man.
Ooh, the candy man can.
It's a bit of a pedophile gevoel, hierdie liedjie, né?
Now that you mention it, well, I never would have. Now, I somehow think of the Pied Piper as well.
Yes, Pied Piper, ice cream van.
You're messing with my mind. Please leave something for my intended and hopeful grandchildren one day.
So, who is this? Who sings this?
I don't know.
As I know, it was for general knowledge that was on for fail.
Born in 1925.
It can't be Richard Pryor.
1925 he was born. So he would have been in his 90s, but he's dead. But he was born today in 1925.
Kevin, go and look it up on Google.
No. He had one gammy eye. The Candyman can. He was friends. He was
with the Brat Pack.
Brat Pack.
Okay, that's your Jewish guy.
No, you're thinking of Dean Martin.
No. The black one.
Oh, go on. What's his name?
I'm trying to figure it out. Hey, I have my menopausal mind. I should come and go. I see the pictures, but the words don't flow.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with a bit of music first. I didn't know he was Jewish.
Yes.
He's got a junior at the end of his name. So he is?
A junior?
Jesus.
Something, something junior.
All Americans have a junior at the back.
No, they don't.
No, okay.
This one you should know now because he was in the Brat Pack. He was the only junior. Frank Sinatra and thingy and then him.
I know, it's the short black guy.
Apparently Jewish as well.
Yes.
Oy vey. I didn't know. First name Sammy.
Junior.
Oh, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, you're listening to the Casper Radio Show with
a
very
crisis.
Slow but brave team.
It's they like giving birth. Painful.
Yeah. I mean, we've spent 20 minutes on three points.
You know what?
And we rounded off. I said 19, 20. Well, what is your ma gebore? Then we had to go through all that trauma. And then back to the, oh my God. Okay, but that is it.
I'm in holiday mode.
Do you know what this is reminding me of, Cassie?
No.
When you know, I don't know if you've gone, you're a black person, you go to your friends' white parties and they start playing second, you know, like 20 questions and it's in the middle of the party.
Is it the white thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you go like, okay, you know, I really don't feel like playing this bullshit. But then they have all these questions in the middle of the party.
I love it.
I know! I don't get it!
I love the question.
But it reminds me of those moments when you go to your friend's party.
I didn't know it was a white problem.
I didn't say it's a problem. I just like it's a tendency.
So you don't play 30 seconds and stuff like that?
Well, you know, what if I go to...
With whites?
Yeah, I try, because I try to be a...
I love 30 seconds.
No, I do not.
That's because your grandfather was white.
Was white. You got the white.
But no, I didn't get the brains. Otherwise, I would have known 1, 2, and 3.
You're a bit blonde.
Don't be so mean. Don't be so mean to yourself.
I am blonde.
You are.
I'm proudly so.
Why am I playing this? Jesus, what am I playing?
Yeah, it sounded like a funeral song.
Prince's Whole New World.
You're still on the queen bit.
No, another queen bit. He brought up the queen bit. This is now my queen bit.
Did you all talk about the Meghan and Harry bits?
I think it's been talked to death.
No, I'm talking about here.
No, we haven't. So, anyone got Netflix?
Out.
Anyone got Netflix?
No.
I do, but I don't watch it.
Why not?
Jesus Christ. Okay, so, the new... The Crown starts on Netflix about Queen Elizabeth II.
Is that the second series?
Second series
coming?
Now.
Oh, awesome.
It's now, yeah.
Oh, so then they have everything already.
They have everything already made, so you can binge.
So.
Binge on the Queen.
Yeah, so I'm not sure whether I should do Showmax or Netflix.
Netflix. Yes.
Okay. Showmax.
No, Showmax censor Afrikaans movies. Fuck them.
Oh, Netflix.
Oh. Netflix.
Oh, is it?
They take out bad words.
Oh,
I love this, but
just for Afrikaans people.
And that's so wrong. But you know what? It's the system.
It's a two-faced cuck.
It's because so many people still complain in Afrikaans.
But they must ignore the complaints. I've wrote them letters. They didn't reply, so fuck them.
I've wrote them letters.
No wonder they didn't reply.
Did I say I've wrote them letters? Jesus, I must have another pull. What's the word again? Written, eh?
You've written.
No, just take the V-E out.
There's also domheid wat
jy
aantas.
But why am I selling you stuff that you know?
Yeah, it's because of you two here.
You and your 30 seconds.
Can I just say that sentence again? I've written them digital letters. They did not reply. I said, Showmax, Afrikaans is a adult American accent language. Please, don't censor. Because on screen it says fucking, maar die actrices sê, Pramila sê, dit is... lot. So you can see how they fuck them all at night. But they keep the fucking on the subtitles. What?
No,
you had a very long rant on Facebook. I read
did.
Every
I'm
word.
I'm sorry. There goes the queen.
I love that show. I've seen one episode.
I can't wait for The Crown.
Yeah, I also loved it. But you're balling on Showmax, just so that we can finish that conversation. You're balling. You're all on there. All up there. So anybody who wants to go and watch Cassie's things, all on Showmax. Go get yourself a good holiday without. Isn't it?
Oh, you mean my stuff?
Yeah, yes, your
that's
stuff.
True. Unfortunately, fun my stuff is da up. But I am now very at cross with them. Showmax.
Don't say unfortunately. Are they going to pull it? Are you getting paid for it?
No.
Oh, well, then
pull
all
it.
Right then.
Pull it. I dare you to pull it, show fucking Max. Take it off. There was something else. Oh, Gavi, darling. I saw that you were following, but we haven't spoken about this. You were following my Mad Libs. It's something I discovered. It's an app.
I love it.
And they've got snippets of movies. You have to take whatever they have, give you. But you can choose, and then you can translate it.
Oh.
So, and dub it and be funny.
Oh.
So I've done that. I'll show you
Mad
a couple.
Lips.
Mad Lips.
I love it. My favorite is your, the Donald Trump one with the water.
Ah.
That is super funny.
But that one.
Converted or something.
He was on ecstasy in my clip, yeah, and he says, ah, but he bought a dose of ecstasy. Mm. And in the real press conference, his water wasn't there. And so he's looking where he can't
but
find
the way you, but the way you said it, and he looked at his assistant, and you uttered words like in Afrikaans.
Yeah, wow.
That is professionally done. I love it.
Oh, nice. Thank
you. You must follow Pat Casper on social media.
But
it's quite funny.
Why am I talking about this? Because you said last time that people were complaining. Remember, they gave me grief on the Trump one.
Yes. Since when do you care?
Because I always think the Afrikaner has gone beyond a point and then they haven't. And then I don't understand them.
Beyond the point of no return.
Hulle het vir hom uitgetrap.
Oh, but you...
Hulle, maar hulle gebruik woorde soos swak en ons duld nie, wat sê wat, laster. Want Donald sê God. But and then I wrote, but if this was English, would you, any of you have complained?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nee, nou, toes hulle doodstil. Toes skryf een vir my, ja, toes ek... As you have a movie cake and they say Jesus or God or Jesus fucking Christ or whatever, do you then write to Hollywood to complain as a beautiful, pure Afrikaner Christian that you can't have? No, I just don't sort of give it attention. Said, why are you giving me attention? Am I a child? Am I a child that you can talk to? No, I'm not. So fuck off. You know, I'm going to play you that one. Where is it? It's quite funny. So here is Trump. I haven't got the original, unfortunately, now. But he is now at that press conference a while back. It was after he did the tour of... Where was he? Asia? Yeah, he was in North Korea. No, South Korea.
No, he could not have been there.
It's South Korea, and he was in China. China.
Mm. Okay, should I come around and watch? Or will sound alone make
Let's
sense?
Let's see if sound makes sense. If it doesn't.
No, you know me. I mean, I battle sometimes.
You do, honey.
With general knowledge and with your hearing.
You're not supposed to agree with me. Yeah, my hearing's also going. It's really odd. It's the weirdest bloody thing. I go like, huh?
Well, this one is Trump asking... He's talking about North Korea, then he wants water, then he can't find water, and then he sees, oh my God, I've got water... on another place, on another table. So that is what it's about. But now it's in Afrikaans and it really...
Om nou kok te praat, moet ek sê, ecstasy is lekker, maar Heere, dit maak jou doors, hoor. Wacht, waar is die water? God, is nie water nie. Nou, rechts. Dankie toch.
You see, that was it.
Okay.
And so I got trapped on.
Really?
But I sometimes, nah... I've got this vicious poison in my system that I want to get out because I actually hate those people. I will actually kill them, those Afrikaners, because they're so stupid and fucking blind. Mm. And then they come and they try and teach me a lesson when I have to teach them one, you know? But they're not open for that. They just... So I let the poison out and I cucked on them all over. And then I felt better. Because actually you should ignore them, but I don't believe in following the rules. So I just thought, let me cuck on them, feel better, and then delete. I think I've deleted most.
Yeah, so you see, so you did yourself a favor. You got rid of the poison inside your body and it's done. So now you can walk another year or two without getting ill. So there you go.
Oh my God, I've got messages from...
No, you don't.
Flo Venter.
Oh, don't say that.
Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Hey, Casper the Fridge. We're fucking coming there.
Yeah.
Get the coffee ready.
Yay.
Bring some meat. We're coming now.
Yeah.
Bring the cock. I want cook sisters. Now.
Now we got...
We're coming.
Lemon
Any
body.
Words for him, Twacky?
We're coming now.
Oh, yeah.
I already came now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm still coming.
Oh,
right now. For real, I'm actually having a nijagration right now. Oh, Jesus. please tell fucking Gareth Clit to tweet that we are going to be doing a show tonight and we know where he lives. We're going to come and punch him in his little chipmunk cheeks unless he puts something on Twitter right now. I'm fucking checking it. By the time I get there, there better be a fucking tweet by Gareth Clit or I'm going to find him in his office and murder him a lot. Very hard. I might anyways do it even if he does it, but it might make me a little bit more sympathetic. Yeah. Do it. Now.
He doesn't know that Gareth is in Mozambique, so we'll have to tell him the news.
Mm.
Sorry, Corneille. Sorry, Twaki. Are we looking forward to you, Corneille and Twaki? You are the best. I don't know.
I'm packing up. I'm just going home right now.
Why?
I'm just packing up.
It's going to be.
Have you heard those people? They are like ADHD behavior.
I think this is where you and I.
Just going on, and I'm going to be the only girl here again. You know, I'm just. Let me just.
Soccer to them. Soccer to them.
Alicia would have loved it.
She would have actually made this show no 2-2-43.
You
know, age restriction.
It. Alicia! Alicia!
Where are you, you vulgar woman? We love you.
Aww.
Okay, so for everyone who is...
That thing is busy in my head.
On the Virgin of the Weekend, here is a nice song called Weekend Woman. Oh my God. By Weezer. Let's have a listen to a little bit of this because we've been talking... up and down and left and right. I must go look for myself now.
You can play with Twaki and Corneille when they come.
Yeah.
This place is not my home. A change has got to come. Face hard with tears. How was I supposed to know?
So tuneful.
So where will I find this news?
What are you talking about? Nee, ek sit jou af, but jy kan nie nou praat nie. That's here. This is off air.
Okay. Ek soek my die.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a technical problem. Her name is Shemaine Harris. Listen, I saw a movie. I don't, Shemaine will love it. I think Gavin, it will go over his head, but Shemaine will love it. It's called A Ghost Story. It's still coming, but I saw it. And I want to tell you people, the movie connoisseurs out there, the connoisseurs and the connoisseurs, You must watch this. It is beautiful. The older you are, the more you will enjoy this movie, A Ghost Story. It looks pathetic. It's a guy with a sheet on his head walking around in a house. But it actually is brilliant, emotional, and deep. So look out for that. And now for the connoisseurs and the connoisseur ladies, I'm going to mention a couple of movies you can watch so long in preparation for The Ghost Story. And you will see where all the influences come from. Now, this director is the director of Pete's Dragon, which I loved. I cried in Pete's Dragon. Betty Bangles, she was with me and she rolled her eyes. Ach, wat ek het gehuil. She's a klein laerskool kindjie. He also did a couple of other movies. He's nice, this guy. I've forgotten his name. David Rivery or something. River of Fundament. River of, that's a movie. Write it down. You can remember there's a podcast. Hey, you can just rewind. Pause it now. River of Fundament. Okay, now. Goodbye, Dragon. It's Chinese. Pause. Write down. Goodbye, Dragon. Then there's a movie called Old Joy. It's English. Okay, Old Joy. Have you got it? Then Uncle Moonbee. Uncle Boon Me. I am dyslexic, I think. Uncle Boon Me. That's B-O-O-N-M-E-E. Who can recall his past lives? Strange title. So watch those in preparation for Ghost Story. Oh, it is like the essence of existence in that movie. Charmaine, you and I can talk about it on Beyond Arse and Ears.
Ears and Arse. Not Arse and Ears. Sorry, ears and Arse. If you're going to do it that way.
Then there's a pretentious art movie. I'm going to tell you what to look out for. Then you will enjoy it more. It's called Mother with an exclamation mark. It is total nonsense until you know what the key is to look for. But this guy didn't give it. Darren Aronofsky. He also did Black Swan. Remember that movie? Mm. Basically, it is that girl who was the toast of the town Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is in a house. And then she's got this mad husband, and people just come in and break down her house, and she gets mad. Actually, what they should have done is tell you beforehand that she is Mother Nature, and the house is Earth, and the man she married is God, and the people coming in, those are the people on Earth who destroy nature, because the house goes for a bowl of shit, and Mother Nature goes mad. But you don't know what the fuck is going on. And but if you know this, watch Mother and you will see what he's trying to say. Okay, well, that's very arty. It's very arty.
Metaphorical.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, absolutely. So we've covered Netflix, The Crown, coming season 2. We've covered Ghost Story and Mother. We've covered the Mad Libs.
Why are we
I've got something.
Because he's traumatized that this shit's going so slow.
It's slow.
So, but we can't help that, you know.
No, man. You know what? These kind of shows are the best. You'll hear when you hear listen back, if you ever listen back, this is a good
show. I do, regularly.
Yeah, you nod your head. Oh, that's interesting. And now I'm going to come up with another, that's interesting, clip. And it's for Gavin. Gavin, you can now buy for 20,000 Rand a bed for the whole family.
Huh?
Yeah, it's like twice as big as a king. And Whoa. Then the whole family can be in the bed. Isn't that nice?
Sometimes.
Yeah, for the mornings or whatever.
For the mornings.
You come to Papa and Mama. Oh, Papa and Papa. And then they all get in the bed and you all watch something.
Wow.
That's nice. 20,000 bucks. It looks wonderful.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
You should tell John T about that bed.
Yeah, but it's not for fucking. It's for family.
Okay.
I think. Orgies maybe then. But I'm such a gemaksvraat that I would sleep alone in that bed. And it would be
how
too small.
How big is the bed?
Do you know king size?
Yeah.
Twice.
Wow.
That's massive.
Massive.
That's huge.
No, that's
I've seen pictures.
Only for the mornings. The kids need to. Need freedom at night.
Yeah, at night you must be able to.
It will roll to roll.
I'm thinking, I'm seeing you getting chased around on this bed. If it's double the size,
you will run
well
your little heart out.
Yeah, God, if you're going to have a bed that size, please. Don't
okay,
waste that
look how we know what's going on. It's a bed.
Okay, and then it is enige malnies. And that is just last die vrou wat in die hel was. Het jy so iets van my vandag of nie? Want ek het vir jou een. Ek het vir jou twee. Maar Charmaine kan ook luister, sy wil.
Okay.
Het jy?
Ek het...
Wat...
Het jy gehoor van een?
People, I have to show you what's happening in the studio.
You can't. Oh, when Konijn...
what will you say?
When Konijn Twakkie comes, we must go live quickly for that moment. We don't want
to... Which one?
When Corneille and Fakka
are we live now?
Oh,
no, on Facebook, my darling.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. It's going to be amazing. I'll do it.
Now I'll show you when to stop. But when we see them, we can invite them in and I'll start Facebook Live. Let me just set it up. Sorry. Okay, tell me about your news. I don't know what you're talking
about.
I'm
sorry that I'm laughing, but...
Yeah, but why are you laughing?
But your weird niece is the old wat say your family like uitgewis het.
Ja, so iets.
Met
doodgemaak.
Met poison.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I still
what
need to...
What happened?
Nee.
Are you like in shock because of it?
I had a cult, like he joined a cult. Hy is dus hy vrou wat Louise is toegegaan het en teruggekomen.
Dis waarvan ek praat, ja.
Hy is so weird.
You got your one headphone over your one eye. You look like a fucking gay pirate. Okay, that's better.
It's better.
Yeah.
So, and then he was arrested because he wiped out, like, or he attempted to wipe out his family.
Oh.
Because the cult said to him that, so your family is impure. Hulle is nie pure nie. So hulle het die hele family dinne gehad. Hy het gif in hulle kosse gesit. How he did that, I don't know. Maar hy het gif in hulle kosse gesit. 3 people died.
Oh,
his granny died,
goodness.
His grandfather died, his aunt died, and 5 family members are in hospital as we speak,
whoa,
trying to sort of, you know, oorleef.
The poor
have you actually
man.
Ever the poor man. Because
he must
poor
be
man.
Mad.
Yeah, yeah. Must be
you
mad.
Know that when you do, can you imagine what he must be going through? Even if he doesn't know that, that's
talking
oh,
about
shame.
Weird things. Can I just say something? So what I also like, but I saw this earlier in the week. Did you guys know that is a tendency met owners of mense wat hulle, jy weet, mense wat hulle huise uitverhuur by Airbnb?
Ja.
They record people these days.
Oh,
in
my
bedrooms.
No.
And I wanted to use MB to go to Cape Town. Hulle record mense.
Ja, weet jy, dis nie almal wat dit doen nie. Ek is op Airbnb en ek het al my huis uitverhuur. So it's not no, it's not everyone.
Ek gaan ophou draad trek van nou af.
But I mean really that's a horrendous thing to hear.
And the one guy but this happened earlier this year. The one guy he's the host. So they call you guys the Airbnb hosts.
Uh-huh.
En die host het gewag tot die mense in die dinges kom en tot hulle gaan doodmaak.
No,
this happened. Yeah. They killed. Murder. Proper.
I'm telling
and
you.
This week there was someone that recorded a couple, a straight couple, having intimate activity.
Relations.
Yes. And it for his own pleasure. But the guy then woke up the next day and to kyk hy, to see nay it's is hy lekker nie. So what Airbnb is saying is that
Oh my God!
They're here. Okay, so we must go live.
Let's go live immediately.
And they are actually here in person.
I know.
In character.
And did you even see those the mustache?
We are going live on Facebook. People, quickly watch. Where the flip? Oh, okay.
Okay, Gavin, that's your biz.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, you're the. Hello!
Hey!
We love you! Hello! What a pleasure to have you here, legends.
What? It's a pleasure to be here, guy.
Oh, well, let me put on your mic. That'll even be better.
Let me stay on there.
You look even more beautiful in real life than you did in my dreams last night.
Oh, man. You are so fantastic.
Right now, inside my brain, I'm having sex with both of you, Casper.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Both of me.
Yes, both of you.
All of me.
Your spirit, your mind, and your spirit. Shemaine.
Hello, Liffy.
You know that Shemaine and I used to have a child together.
She told us.
You killed the child.
She told us.
Yes, we had to sell it for a bucky.
Oh, man.
It's a very cool bucky,
you killed
though,
the
guys.
Kid.
Huh? It's very nice flipping bucky, let me tell you.
Better bucky than that kid, I'll be honest.
The kid was mine, but
the kid looked like you.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I am actually the kid.
I could never understand
which
why.
Which is built like a bucky.
I didn't understand why that child looked so much like a bucky. It was so weird.
Now we know.
What do you know?
No.
About my illegitimate child with Corneille. Oh, wow.
Well. Just a quick question.
Bucky.
Who is this Shrek-like character?
Just ignore him. He's actually a spirit from the next realm.
Okay. I thought I smelled something when I came in.
Yeah, it's spirit. Mm. It's a spirit. Bucky.
Yes?
You are a natural poet. And yes. I have had agreement from a lot of fans that I can tell you, give you a subject and you will make
a poem out
a
of
poem
it.
For
yes,
us.
Yes.
Okay. Good. The ping pong ball, please.
The ping pong ball.
Yeah.
By Twaki.
Yes.
The ping pong ball. It rolls around the ping pong table, making a hipple and a hopple because of the dent in its bubble.
Oi.
All I need is a bowl and a kettle with water to make the bubble whole again. The end.
Oh.
That was hot.
Thank you. It's a mantra for.
It is a mantra for.
Yeah, and that's profound.
It's very beautiful.
I tend to take over your accents, which I apologize for.
What accents?
No, that's exactly why I apologize.
You've got
a wonderful neutral accent. I'm sorry.
I've always thought that your actual real accent was a ripoff of Pete Kornhoff.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, like you're talking now. That's it's like if I close my eyes, it's like Pete Kornhoff is sitting across from me.
No, he's more nasal. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, that's, but you're like him if you had a oodoo pot in his nose to make the sinuses clean.
I don't know, Corneille, if you are trying to be helpful or negative.
I'm trying to see whether that fantasy I had about making sex with you, whether I can make it actually happen.
Was my nose involved then?
Is there any other way? Let me ask you a question with the question. Right? This guy literally looks like Shrek, who went on a diet and spent some time on a tan bed. You know what I mean? And wearing someone's tablecloth for a shirt.
Turn that thing around.
Manicure these facial pupils.
Let's show Gavin.
There you go. That's Gavin.
Gavin is beautiful.
Wow. Corneille Twaki, it's such an honor to have you here, and you are on live tonight at the Wits Theatre.
Well, let me put it this way.
Yeah?
It would be a pretty cock show if we were dead at the Wits Theatre tonight.
That's what I like. Your
knowing how Wits has been this year, it's very much a possibility. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
The only difference between a Corneille and Twaki show at Wits and actually attending Wits is when you go to a Corneille and Twaki show, you actually have to pay.
Yes.
So, please pay.
Yeah, you have to pay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not 0%. It's not tickets must fall.
How much are the tickets?
$12 million.
Bitcoin. Zimbabwean dollars.
It's all in bitcoins.
Okay, so it's 100.
No, it's 100 and...
Yeah?
50 What's bucks,
that noise?
I think.
What's and that fucking noise?
That's the sound of my brain. Thinking.
It's 150 rands of South African money.
It's a lot.
It's not a lot of it's money if you work for the government, for instance.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's
or if you consider what you're going to get for that 100.
Remember, yeah. If you come to the show, you get free meat, you get a free car, you get a small Asian child, you get your spirit reconditioned. It's like a regas, like an aircon regas for your personality.
Ah.
You maybe, after the show, you can have a bit of love karate or a balloon implant. You get yogurt, you get some goat milk, cheese, you get some cat milk, yogurt. And we were also doing a special segment. We were going to catch Gareth Clett and keep him captured behind stage and people can come and moor him.
He's in Mozambique. He's in Mozambique.
That's what the press release said. We've got him. Backstage.
It's all lies. Fake news. Fake news. It's fake news.
Because I played your voice note on air.
Oh, did you?
And then I answered you, but I forgot you didn't hear because it was not you, it was your voice note. I said, he's in Mozambique, he's in Mozambique. But okay, so you got him.
What is he doing
that's
there?
That's code. No, that's code for you've got him.
Oh, no, yes, but I'm playing it up. I'm pretending to know.
Ask them, have you stopped it already? Ask them, did you say hello to the Casper Radio people?
Hello, Casper Radio people.
Hello, Casper Radio people.
We love you a lot. Thank you very much for having us here inside.
Come to Vince.
My name is Twaki, and this is Corné.
No.
What?
I'm joking.
It's the other way around.
See what I did there?
Yes.
It's clever humor.
I want to know, how did you get the name Twaki and Corné? Corné is quite...
Regular.
I think you should be very careful about what you're saying right now.
No. This is an open chat forum.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
okay.
We are really talking out of our hearts.
Okay. Good. And not out of other things.
No.
Jackie, please tell them.
Well, it's just the name my mama gave me, Mama Nobrega.
But Corné is more like a woman's name.
Really?
Well, in Swahili, Corné
I think
means
if you said that to Corné Krika, he'd moor you, guys.
That's true,
eh? That's Corné. My name is Corné. So
no, you are Twaki. No, you are Corné.
No, I was joking. It was a joke. My name is Corné. It is a Swahili word.
Oh, sorry, Corné.
Which means he from the field of corn.
Ah, Corné. Okay. Oh. Let's have some Corné and milk. Okay.
Something like that.
That's
okay.
Good.
So that is the norm. But the Twaki name, that sounds like it's a nickname.
No,
it's my real name. On my birth certificate, it's what it says. Twaki.
It's not Twakus or something. It's really just Twaki.
No, Twaki. Twaki.
It's interesting fact because it is actually from the Latin word Twakus.
Which means?
Which means he would have a face unlike a dog.
But not very unlike
from
a dog.
The Greek word Twakali, which means dog.
Twakali.
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 Don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not. But that
I do have a nickname, though. My mom used to call me Gerald.
Interesting fact. Now, a lot of people don't know this.
Yeah.
Gerald is, in fact, the name of the god of love, which invented...
In which culture?
In the culture, okay, of the world. Like
Gerald?
It's
yes.
Not culture, it's just a fact. Millions of years ago, right, before the dinosaurs... Before Rian Kreewagen...
Wow. Now we're going back.
We're going far back. So even before Seven de Laan...
Yes.
Gerald, which is the god of love, created the style of love.
Mm-hmm. But was Gerald Roman, Greek, or Bronze Age? What was he?
He was
millions.
No, he was Afrikaans.
Before the dinosaurs, he was Afrikaans.
And
Afrikaans is one of the most ancient languages in all of biology. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, they're very behind the times. That's true.
Super, super behind the time. That's why Afrikaans is so old-fashioned. Because
before
so
time,
old.
Even.
Before
so,
time.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm imitating you again. Before
so,
time.
For instance, you know this thing where they say the Big Bang?
Yeah?
That
didn't
is
happen.
A mistake. It's not. It's called the Big Bang. Everything was fine in the universe. Then the Afrikaans guys came and they scared the shit out of the universe. And everything became bang.
The Big Bang.
Yes.
Exactly. That.
Ask
Shemaine. She wasn't there, but she's read about it on YouTube. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Now and I love YouTube. All the cuckers there.
Oh, Shemaine.
What?
I want to be those headphones so that I can sit on top of your earballs the whole
I'm actually
day.
Freaking blushing.
I am blushing, but only from my navel down.
Stop that. Twaki, speak to your dad.
Yes, Twaki, speak to your dad.
Guy?
Yes?
I want to say that I totally agree with everything that you said about Charmaine.
No, it's not Charmaine, guy. It's Charmaine.
Charmaine.
You know, like shimmy?
Charmaine.
Like a she.
Charmaine.
She.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Stop it.
You know what? Let me ask you. I want to tell you a fascinating thing, Charmaine. You know what is my favorite part of a lion?
What is that?
Charmaine.
Didn't I tell you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
I once went
at least I'm getting some, even if it's from Corneille.
I went to Mikey's Fontaine, and they have not a lot of roads, maybe 5 or 6 different roads in Mikey's Fontaine. It's a small place, but my favorite road in Mikey's Fontaine is Charmaine Road.
Oh, the main?
You two, even Michael Jackson knew.
You're chatting up, your chatting up style is not working.
Oh, stop lying to yourself.
Aww.
I can see when you're lying because your nose does that little...
There's
like Bambi when his mom got shot dead.
No,
this is fun. I have seen them. I've seen them live. They are fantastic. It's like a lucky packet, eh? Am I right?
It's like a fruit salad of enjoyment.
Yes.
A lucky packet in a potpourri, potty pot.
It's like a smorgasbord of information.
It's very smorgas. And it's like you just want to laugh and dance and have the act of the procreation all at the same. Look, I'm becoming them.
I'm sitting here listening to you.
Procreation.
But Cassie, should we not interview you? Because we've been talking a lot.
No.
I feel like we've stolen the lime lamp.
No, you haven't. Just give it back, please. You've stolen the lime lamp.
Okay.
Thank you. I will just... Gareth is going to find out you've stolen his limelight.
Is he still an asshole?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I don't
know
what it means.
Like, he's very charming and intelligent, but I'm pretty sure he's famous for being an asshole. Like, but that's what kind of his shtick, you know. So, does he still do that, or is he more under the lime lamp at
no,
the moment?
No, he's very intelligent, and I think
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, most assholes are intelligent. I love him, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love how you're backtracking, Corneille.
No, I'm not. I am saying categorically... Gareth Klett is an asshole, but I love him.
Yeah.
My own asshole, I love.
Yeah.
If I didn't have an asshole, I would explode.
Yeah, exactly.
So how can I not?
I did actually explode once.
Well, what did you do with your asshole?
It was blocked.
Oh, man.
You needed the base chakra pressure release.
Pressure release. That's, Corneille, if you notice, he's got very long fingers.
Yeah, so he helped you.
He helped me, yes.
Okay, so Twaki, don't say konai konikaki.
Twaki konikaki. My Afrikaans is terrible.
Listen, I want to tell you that we have some slots in the show that we have to abide by.
Sexy.
We like to fill slots.
No,
believe you
slot,
me.
Oh my God.
This slot is Afrikaans.
Okay.
It's Afrikaans. Do you understand the Afrikaans?
Boeremag.
Yeah, but it's more...
Apartheid!
No, not that. This is a tani, and she is in a garden tending the plants.
Okay, listen.
And if you can listen...
I'm listening.
That'll be very nice. But wait. Now put his the microphone into his ear. Okay.
I'm listening.
So are you listening?
Yes.
Here we go with gardening tips from Tani Belmin. Yay!
Binne een dag, nadat ek uitgepluk het, daar kom die nuwe uitloopsel. Mense moenie bang wees om julle rose uit te pluk nie. Kyk hierdie pragtige mooi nuwe lote wat hierdie rose vir my gee. Baie, baie mooi. Moenie bang wees om 'n rose uit te pluk nie. Gaan nou na jou rose toe en gaan doen so 'n bietjie vingersnoei werk. Korrigeer die rose groeikrag vir hom so 'n bietjie. En dan natuurlik gee ons so 'n bietjie ekstra aandag. En dan nog iets wat ek gister opgelet het, was gisteraand hierso. Ek kom ons nou min in die rose, want ek is op die pad daar by julle. My Rose het 'n bietjie lys gekry, want Arina het nog niks trailmix gespuit van dat Augustus se uitloopsels begin het nie. En gister toe vind ek die eerste lyse op hierdie punte van hierdie roos. En nou het ek vanoggend gou gekom en ek het my trailmix gespuit en dit lyk my trailmix het so in die lys in sy kanon in weggespuit, want hier is nou nie enkele lys meer oor nie. Gaan asseblief na jou rose toe en gaan kyk of daar op die groeipunte nie dalk 'n bietjie lys is op hierdie oomblik nie. En spuit dan jou trailmix. Jy kan letterlik hierdie week, volgende week kan jy elke dag spuit, want ons rose groei so verskriklik vinnig op hierdie oomblik. Dis die vinnigste groei wat hulle vir die res van die seisoen gaan hê. Spuit jou rose al spuit jy hulle elke dag met trailmix. Maak seker dat daar nie luise kom nie. Maak seker dat jou groeikrag lekker groot en goed gevormd is. Geniet dit vandag daar buite. Lekker dag vir julle. Bye.
Dis die Kasper Radio vertoning.
Ons sit hier so met Corneille en Twakkie. It's a moment for us, as they say. And they are here. They are live. Corneille is making sweet, sweet window love at the moment to Jane. He's humping the frame there. Oh, did people write when you were recording them? Did they write?
People were going crazy.
Really?
We had like instant... Oh, Lord, what is happening to us?
He's now humping the window.
Lord. Let me take another picture so
I
we
think
can
you should. So that,
that Jane Liddy is really getting into it, guys.
She loves
it. She loves it.
I need a cigarette, Jane. Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, my word. Undescribable.
The people apparently went bonkers when you were on Now Now Live on the
really?
Facebook.
Well, tell them to book Guru Web tickets right now, yeah. Corne and Twakkie, Wits Theater. Book tickets but while there's still some left.
Yeah, but I made sure, because that's my job, I made sure we said that while we were live.
I'm so just saying it again.
Okay.
Mm. What's your next question?
Okay, but they can't hear you now because they are not Facebook people, but hopefully they are.
Okay.
Have you got any WhatsApp questions for them? No. It's Rob van Vieren who wrote about Corneille and Twakkie. How do you know Rob?
I've seen some of his movies. Very cack.
I hate stalkers. Stalkers are assholes.
Seen some of his TV shows. Very cack. Seen some of his comedies.
Great career. You can talk on talent shows. Congratulations.
And it's annoying how much he tries to, you know, follow us around.
Really?
Yes. Boring. Very
desperate.
Boring. Get your own life. You know
what I mean?
Because he's obviously listening.
And basically, what's the deal with being a comedian that isn't actually funny?
What's the point? It's kind of anti-comedy. I don't know if it's like some sort of statement he's trying to make.
Yes.
But
oh, look, I'm so sensitive. Look at my comedy. It's all about like actual real shit.
Make a joke, loser.
Yeah, I agree.
Know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
See that? I'm going to punch his little face. He's even shorter and shitter than you.
I'm
going
to punch him in his
palace. I'm not going to lie to you right now.
I'm going to punch his palace straight out of his asshole.
I'm going to dig him. I'm going to put Prattly Patty around his face and stick him on a wall in Hillbrow with money printed onto him all over. And the sign that says Hillbrow is cock.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
It's like what they used to do in the Wild West of cowboy movies when they tape a guy to an ant mountain with honey and with their eyes sticked open with matches.
Yeah.
And then just watch and make a movie with their cell phones, those cowboys.
Do you like that kind of stuff?
I don't. I like peace. I like love. I like Simonia. I have a special group in Bronkhorstspruit called the Come Home to Kumbaya. The Come Home to Kumbaya group. So we pretty much sit around. We never sing Kumbaya. Fun fact about the Come Home to Kumbaya group. But we do things within the group to make people feel loved.
So for instance,
we do like, sometimes we bring marshmallows and we just gently throw them at each other.
More like a lob. It's not a throw as much as like an underarm lob.
Yes.
We do a heated jelly bath.
Thank you.
So that's nice.
So, like, basically, it's like a stock fell of emotion. So, for instance, about 3 months ago, there was a guy called Sarl who was going through a very sticky divorce, and like literally sticky. And he was just really having a cock time. So we, with the Comeback Kumbaya group, we brought him in. We heat that jelly bath up to a nice 37 degrees, and we do what's basically called a rebirth ceremony. And we pretty much create a giant vagina out of ourselves, and Sarl gets reborn. And he's like, hey, Sarl, and then he pretends to be a baby. He's like,
is that painful?
No, it's actually really, 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 really nice and really nurturing to be reborn.
So you know, it's very seldom that I see Casper not knowing where to go.
We could do that for you right on the show right now. We could give you a reborn birthing if you want.
At the end of the session, do you then kumbaya?
Then we all kumbaya together.
But inside your head, no one's allowed to
no
say
one allowed.
It out loud.
Yes, we had a problem. There was a vet from...
Yeah, it's
from
Jane. You just made love to. Jane just... Oh, my. Oh, my.
Okay. Just sit there, Jane, and we can get it. Oh, right. That's a whole lot of women. Stop yourself!
No!
Stop my talking up, me!
We should probably explain what just happened.
I actually have several erections right now.
Gavin, explain. Gavin, please explain what just happened.
I already heard.
How would you explain that, Gavin? What was racing through your mind at that moment? I was just like, poor corner.
I don't know who was poor, but we all got a little bit richer in the process. Richer in protein. Where's my coffee?
Right, guys.
Thank you very much. So, yes, we can do that. Yes, kumbaya is the
kumbaya.
Answer. Kumbaya.
Yes. What, and you can be honest with us on the show, what do you think, Twaki Kone, about the gays?
We love all guys.
You love the girls?
Yes.
Yes, Steve Hofmeyr has had a lot of flack.
For being the gay.
No, for being an asshole.
As well. You see, he's the other side of asshole.
Exactly. You know, the question is, if he hadn't been bullied so much as a child for obvious reasons, would he be such an asshole? I don't think so.
You think it was bullying?
I think it was bullying, which turned him into a giant... This interesting fact, sorry, I know I'm veering a little bit off topic, we will circle back. Interesting fact.
It's been the course of the day.
Interesting fact about Steve Hofmeyr and Ronald McTrump is that they are both human beings made entirely out of penis skins.
Oh.
So now...
Now I understand.
You do the biology.
Yes.
Right? You think, okay, I am made entirely out of penis skins, people tease me, I will be a racist. Go.
They are robbed the wrong way. Isn't that true?
You get the joke.
It's a joke, am I?
It's a joke.
No, Casper, I want to give you a serious answer, if I may. Like, you jump in any moment. We are prophets and followers of the style of love. The style of love decrees that you deserve and must have the style of love, no matter what guy shape you are. Whether you are a lady boy, a guy lady, a lady guy, a homosexual, a bisexual, a homosexual, a bry guy, a fly guy,
shy guy,
even a trisexual, it doesn't really matter, as long as you live your life in the style of love and you are not cock to people or ducks. If you can live by those things, then you must have the style of love. And you know, if you think that people are not quiet because they are whatever kind of guy, then in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, fuck you.
Twaki, we just got another request for a poem.
Yes.
The Eisbein.
The what?
The Eisbein.
The Eisbein. The Eisbein by Twaki. The Eisbein.
It looks like a sausage, but feels very German. You like to ride it like an Autobahn in your sides. It likes to taste inside of my soul. It feels quite icy, but in a masterly style. The end.
Brilliant.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's very,
I love that. Wow. Also, the beatboxing adds a dimension there. Hey?
Thank you. And you know, interesting fact, Jermaine, I don't use my mouth to do the beatboxing. You no. are literally hearing it straight out of my imagination.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It took years.
No.
But that's why you're legends. That's why people follow you. That's why people give up their careers to follow you.
That's right. That's right. You know, last year I was in Pick and Pay.
Yeah?
In Bredasdorp.
Last year, 2016.
Yes.
Yeah?
They gave me the day off from the institute. And I was in the Pick and Pay.
Institute, yeah.
The sanatorium, that's more like
yeah,
it.
No, I think so.
And someone looked at me almost like they recognized me.
You see? But that's the cross of being famous.
That's the cross of being it. The other day, I had to buy an airplane ticket from Lanseria to
Bloemfontein.
Yes. And the lady behind the counter almost, she looked for a moment like she might was going to give me a discount. So.
But it didn't happen. What did you do? Why didn't you do
not.
It?
We got cross, which I think is the point of the whole conversation.
That's the point. Jermaine, if you wanna keep up, you've got to keep up. Take notes, Jermaine.
I'm taking notes.
Seriously.
Bullshit.
Your brain isn't going to think by itself. You have to put some charcoal in that engine.
Ouch! Ouch!
Charcoal becomes diamond, remember.
It's true. Uh-huh.
Yes, with
lot
enough
of pressure.
With enough pressure.
Precious. Yeah. Yes. Listen, Gavin, this is the strange Shrek.
Yeah, shut up, Gavin, you talk too much.
He must talk the gay news now.
Okay, please, go ahead.
The gay news.
The gay news. So I'm gonna play his sting.
I can see suddenly by your hand movements that you're gay. I didn't notice before. He does the thing where the fingers point down and the thumb is up like this. Like,
yeah.
Gay.
The gayness. Usually it's done by Bernard, but he's not here. So I'm going to turn it off if you can say Gavin every time I show you.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go.
Gavin. Gavin.
Thank you. Daar sê 'n introduksie daar deur Corney. Gavin, wat 'n sodomitiese nuus het jy vir ons vanmôre?
This is my first time reading the news.
Are you?
You're disjointed.
I'm like, you know, I'm still recovering from all the laughter.
Messed with.
I think Corney's about to give Gavin some massages just to keep you relaxed while you do the news, okay?
I'm going to try my best.
Oh, my
Jermaine,
God.
Are you taking pictures?
Let me do this.
So
this thing
the Canadian the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, made...
Oh, look how beautiful. Like someone was taking pictures.
Yes, I am.
He's giving him a titty.
Is it on?
I will try and read the news. So he made corruptions in the LGBTQ community. In Canada, where he apologized to gay people for how they were unfairly treated.
Gavin, I think he's found your G-spot, your Gavin spot. Did you see he was licking it now?
Was he licking it?
No, he's licking it.
Yeah.
So,
no, oh my God, he's rubbing you. He's rubbing you the wrong way.
Trying to make sex in your armpit. Go!
Why does this never happen to Bernard when Bernard reads the news? So
what about Justin Trudeau?
Yeah, so he said sorry, he apologized to the gay community because remember, in the past when you were gay and living in Canada, you were treated unfairly. If you admitted to being gay, you were fired,
but
discharged,
everywhere.
Or intimidated. But this is now Canada and
it's
this
Canada,
is just
and they
saying
saw the
sorry.
Light.
They saw the
he's
light.
He's now massaging your fingertips.
He's being commended. He said, I am sorry. Yeah. We are sorry, and he got a standing ovation.
Shall we listen
to
it?
Please.
Can we listen to it?
Yes.
The number one job of any government is to keep its citizens safe. And on this, we have failed LGBTQ2 communities and individuals time and time again. It is with shame and sorrow deep regret for the things we have done, that I stand here today and say, we were wrong. We apologize. I am sorry. We are sorry. For the oppression of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and two-spirit communities, we apologize. On behalf of the government, Parliament, and the people of Canada, we were wrong. We are sorry. We will never let this happen again. Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Cornet, what is a two-spirited person? I've never heard of that.
Well, I don't really know, but I know a fascinating story. A man once said, do you want coffee? And I said to him, it's like the same answer you give if you're a man with two penises when they say, does it hang to the left or the right?
Ah.
Yes.
So it's two-spirited.
Two-spirited.
Okay. Yes.
I think what they're saying, Casper, is that you can't say we are for coolness and then be a douche at the same time. That's too spirited for me.
I want to tell you both, Rene and Twaki, you can call me Kasi.
Ach, really? Kasi.
You can call me Kasi.
I want to thank you.
Can I really call you Kasi?
You can.
Thank you, Kasi.
Thank you, because thank I feel Kasi. A bond, you know.
I feel close to
I'm
you.
I'm actually sitting, what is this guy's name? Gavin. I'm sitting, Gareth.
Gareth, Gavin.
Gavin.
That's Gavin.
I'm sitting on Gavin's back.
You are on his back, yes.
The pictures on the interweb, but I'm feeling quite bonded with him also. Please carry on with the news.
You're quite plucked on him.
It's like Gavin, Corney and Kasi are having a menage a trois nations.
At yeah, menage a trois nations.
Can we maybe sing something together, Gavin?
I cannot sing.
Like, I believe that Gavin is my future. Touch me well and let him lead the way. Show him all the beauty of me that's inside of him. Give him a sense of pride. Okay, I'm uncomfortable now. I'm getting a cramp.
Anyway, keep it
you want.
I'm out of breath. Wow.
Okay.
Was that good for you too?
Cornet just sat on me. Keeping in the spirit.
It was wonderful, and it's on record, which is nice.
Yes. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Casper, are you doing shows at the moment?
Okay, can we stop the video now?
No.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to be in trouble.
It's Kasi. Huh?
Oh, Kasi. Sorry.
Kasi.
Are you doing shows at the moment?
No, we're not talking about me now.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so we're back with Gavin.
Gavin. Is Gavin still got more to say?
Yeah, I've got
please, Gavin, go ahead.
Go ahead. Learn to give and take.
Yes.
Give
okay.
Go ahead, Gavin. And when I say ahead, I really mean head.
Your head. Which was now polished by Cornet.
I feel slightly relaxed now.
I can
you
see.
Mm. I also kind of mocked you a bit.
Yeah, you did a proper job.
Please go ahead with the
so
news.
Seeing that Cornet said about gay people and the fact that we love each other, this is a love story.
Mm.
And this is from a this is from a I'm struggling to focus. Okay, listen. Okay.
Struggling.
I'm just going to go. Yes. The Australian, like one of the Australians. Cornet's making gestures. I'm going to look at him.
Don't look at him, Gavin. This
yes,
is
I'm not going to look at him.
This is actually your
How
case.
Professional yeah. are you, Gavin? Let's yeah. see.
He's yeah. actually trying to get Thea to sit on his lap.
Gavin, go.
So basically, an Australian Member of Parliament.
Say member again.
Called Australian Member of Parliament. Tim Wilson was busy.
You said Will. Say Will louder.
Yes, Will. He was busy making a speech in Parliament this week about marriage equality in the House. Because they're busy
marriage equality was in the House.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love his latest album. It's amazing.
That is great.
And Marriage Equality in the house, yo!
Yay!
And he, and then, as he was speaking in Parliament...
Sorry, Gavin, I just got a message here for Twaki. Marriage Equality.
Uh-huh. Marriage Equality by Twaki. Marriage Equality. It started as a dream. It ended in a nightmare. Because so many people didn't believe in themselves. So many people didn't believe in each other. So many times inside of their marriages, they didn't live to love one another enough. And then they built through the pain and became more of one of themselves inside of their own two spirits. And now they are more of a nice dream which ended with stains on their beds. But nice stains. Marriage Equality. I love it. I like it. I did it twice. Bye, Twaki.
Wow. Awesome.
Very, very good.
I thought that was really quite shit.
Fuck you, gang. I was still trying to figure out how Gavin's flipping story ends. I can't even remember how it started, to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to recap the story. They were in New Zealand.
There was
they were
a member.
Listening to a new rap album by a member of the house.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go.
And then... Whoa. And then there were tears, and this is the reason why.
Why?
The person I have to thank most is my partner, Ryan. You've had to tolerate more than most because you had to put up with me. Trust me. This debate has been the soundtrack to our relationship. We both know this issue isn't the reason we got involved in politics. Give us tax reform any day. But in my first speech, I defined our bond by the ring that sits on both of our left hands, and that they are the answer to the questions we cannot ask. So there's only one thing left to do. Ryan Patrick Bolger, will you marry me? We'll put this. Well, chuck that in the memoirs and Hansard.
Should let Hansard note to record that that was a yes. A resounding yes.
It was a yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Speaker.
Stop it.
Stop it. That is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Wow. Can I redo my poem?
Yes.
That's my poem right there. That's beautiful.
Yes, they proposed and the marriage equality bill was passed yesterday.
Aww. It took them flipping long enough, let's be honest, guys. Yeah,
everyone is going, Australia, Australia. They were so behind.
They're very behind.
And that's for gay people to be behind.
Now, if they can only give ladies the right to vote as well.
Yeah.
Then we're really making moves forward.
Then we're making progress forward.
Mm. They are really, truly, truly a backward people. You know that, guys.
Yeah. Truly. Because they're down under.
Exactly, Cassie. Got it right that time.
Any more news, Gavin?
And just to conclude...
Sorry, Gavin.
just to conclude...
Yeah?
If you are gay, living in South Africa, the Eastern Cape is not for you.
Oh, why?
Wow.
There was a study or a report that was released this week that said the most homophobic province in our country is the Eastern is the Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, Mokhon,
have you actually ever?
How,
I haven't.
How did they know that? How do you figure it out?
You
like walk around Umtata like in a tutu, like offering people tea and a massage, and then people. How many times you get moored? Is how homophobic it is.
No, it's a reverse osmosis.
Okay.
They looked at all the clothes and they found that on average the Eastern Cape has the cockiest style.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thus, the less gay people.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that is the reverse osmosis, that's why.
The less gay people.
Something to what Twaki said. Something along the lines of what Twaki said.
Charmaine, can you look up Two-Spirited for me on Google and see what the fuck it is? But I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna. This one is.
Have you got it already?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow, you're quick.
No, he mouths.
She's
he mouths
quick.
Everything.
She's quick. Eh?
I want you to know, Gavin. I will go with you to the Eastern Cape, and I will moor anyone who even looks at you funny.
I will
moor people before they moor you.
And I will also come, and I will watch you guys from a distance.
And then?
Thanks, guy.
Come again.
I don't want to get murdered. I'll just watch. I'll watch from inside tinted windows inside the car, and then I'll
okay, because you're the love guy. Yeah.
I've got to protect myself for the people. Yeah. What will happen to the rest of the people if I get damaged? Good I can point. Pick up a new Pocky or a new Gavin any day of the week, but there's only one me, so obviously.
Coward.
What can people
what is two-spirited?
Okay, I'm
going to... What? Go.
Okay, so I'm going to give you... Because it's short, hey? Two-spirited, also two-spirit, or occasionally two-spirited, one word, is a modern pan-Indian umbrella term used by some indigenous North Americans...
Jesus.
...to describe certain people in their communities who fulfill a traditional third gender or other gender-variant role in their culture. So I'm going to skip... So, two-spirit is not interchangeable with LGBT Native American or gay Indian. This title differs from most Western mainstream definitions of sexuality and gender identity in that it is not so much about whom one is sexually interested in or how one personally identifies. Rather, it is a sacred spiritual and ceremonial role that is recognized and confirmed by the elders of the two spirits ceremonial community.
So, like, it's a whole new gender, like Danny Kaye.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense to me now.
So, it's been, I think it's been made to be like a derogatory term, but
yes.
The origin thereof. Is not from that.
So the idea of a third or fourth gender is quite a common thing. Actually, they do it all over the world. Papua New Guinea, they're very big with that.
Papua?
Yeah?
Papua who?
Papua New Guinea.
It's right next to Mamua New Guinea. they have no,
I think that's where they eat meat from humans.
Yes. Oh, nice. But listen, I just want to quickly say that obviously it's a North American thing. That's why he mentioned
that. That's why we don't know about this.
And yes, and it is pan-Indian. So, and you know, they have... There's this whole historical thing that Canada was the Indian country before.
Yes, yes.
You
know, American.
Guys, please don't say Indian. It's very racist. No, seriously, because that's just a bullshit mistake. Some Portuguese guy is looking for Native...
American.
First Nations.
So,
bless.
So, all right.
So, a normal Native American go, woo. How does a gay Native American go? I think, woo.
You know how a gay shark goes, Cassie?
No.
It's a joke. Not real. It's a joke.
It's hilarious.
Shucks can't sing.
I'm fucking finished.
Truth,
what do you call a guy in which you can store some stuff? Cassie.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
That's good.
That's good. Very good.
Very smart. Thank you.
That's very good.
Listen, I want to know. Gavin asked me.
Yes.
For jokes at a wedding.
Mm.
Can we help him with that, please?
Please.
Yes.
Yes. Don't do it. I've listened to you read the news, guy. Don't.
Okay. Here is a good joke.
I've got no choice.
Wedding. Okay. This is a good joke for a wedding.
Yeah.
Get married. You'll be happy forever.
That's kind of cynical, guy.
Yeah, it's
really quite cynical.
What is cynical?
It's like a truth sandwich.
Really?
Yes, but with more mustard.
Love it. We don't tell jokes, Gavin.
But you help people, and that's why I asked you.
Okay. Jokes for a wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
It must be shortish. That's my department.
Okay. A man walks into a bar.
Mm.
And dies from alcoholism.
And
no, that's also cynical.
Very cynical.
and dies from alcoholism.
Is that not a joke?
It is funny.
It's not really. Shemaine, that's so sick for you to say that. That's funny.
I know.
I don't have any jokes, guy. I only have jokes like, what do you call a man, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to hear some of them?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a man lying under a car?
What?
Jack.
Huh?
That's nice.
What do you call an Afrikaans lady who's very angry?
No.
Helen.
That's also good. We sound very juvenile.
We had better ones last night.
Do another Jack one, guy.
Okay, what do you call a guy lying under a car who is covered in soot? Jack Black.
That's good.
What do you call a guy lying under a car with a lion? Jack Daniel.
What do you call... Okay, I've got a good one for you, which I think is in theme for the show today.
Oh,
okay.
Daniel from the Bible.
What do you call...
Oh, yes,
what
man,
do you call...
Nice.
Listen carefully, Gavin.
I'm listening to you.
What do you call a transsexual Afrikaans lady which fills her town with rubbish while sniffing glue?
Gee whiz.
No, I don't...
Phyllis City... Half man.
I don't think your jokes will go over.
Okay. Yeah, I am making a joke up now, even though I seem to be Googling it on a cell phone. This is the joke I am making up. A good wife always forgives her husband when she is wrong. I just
you
made
gotta
it
think
up.
About that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna make up another one right out of my imagination while I'm looking at this phone.
Go for it.
I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury.
Okay, seriously, Gavin. I can see you taking notes. Don't stop. Just stop doing that. Listen
to me. The thing is, you know what I'm scared about is the fact that this venue that I'm supposed to say this thing is half church, half hall.
Listen to me. Look at my face,
Gavin. Whose hall is it?
But it's church-like. That's the...
It's a guy called Frick.
Gavin, look at me now.
Yes, I'm looking at you.
Don't try to be funny.
It's not good.
Don't try to make jokes. Just speak your truth, guy. Speak with love from your very beautiful heart.
Aww.
Speak about the people that you care about, which is in that room. Mm. Speak about them. Speak with truth. And you will find funniness inside of that. Because
Aww.
You are a funny guy with yes. a lot of love. And mm-hmm. if you are loving someone, it can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try too hard.
That's but if you want to be cynical, I can give you advice. Tell them, I was looking for a joke for this marriage day. I realized the joke is here, and that's the marriage today.
That's what
wow.
I
wow. Okay, don't listen to Cassie. Don't listen to Cassie.
I've got
bad
one
advice.
More. I've got one more of those. What do you call ones? You're gonna hear it. What do you call a bald old African singer crossing a river? Bald old African singer crossing a river.
Crossing a river.
Bless bridges.
Oops.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Stoofpoepies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
So I spoke to Corner and Twaki and I asked them now about their favorite old-time, like a guilty pleasure song. And I told Shemaine now, and she is on the computer, because we are very fucking quick here. Let me see, where is that song? Let me start playing it, and then we can talk about it. And then we can ask Kona and Twaki why. I don't know who chose it. Was it?
It's me.
Oh, wait, let me put
it. It's Twaki, Twaki loves this song.
You love, okay, let's listen a bit to this song. Oh.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I can feel the emotions.
Every now and then I get a terrible infection and I think I'm turning brown. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Oh, no.
Little bit tired. For nice and dressing.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Look at the other one.
Every now and then I get a little bit
red
and I dream of something
wild. Oh my God.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless.
It's beautiful, eh?
Probably the greatest piece of classical music in the history.
Yes.
Of music.
Without a doubt, the minute speaks for itself.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit jealous.
But I want to know, Shemaine, who's singing that turn around? Is it also Bonnie?
Bonnie Taylor.
In the morning, did she then sing that? Because it's like a turn around.
Every now and then I get a little.
Now, what she says is her voice started to mellow as she aged. So maybe it's taken out of two different times.
Hey, I just made a joke.
Yeah?
Who do you get to redo your kitchen if you live in Ireland? A Bonnie Tyler.
Aww.
That's very cute.
I made it up. A Bonnie Tyler. It's a joke.
A beautiful Tyler. Beautiful.
Yes.
A Bonnie Tyler.
Used that at the wedding, Gavin.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm using it.
Yes.
Tell us about the song. Tell Tkona and Twaki about the song.
And good luck, Shemaine.
Please tell us, Shemaine.
Please, Shemaine. Please talk more.
What you want? No!
Come back here!
No, stop that.
Okay.
So, this is Bonnie Tyler. Uh-huh. She's Welsh. And obviously, you know the song because you chose it.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, when Cassie asked me to check this song out, I was like, all for a song, dude. But anyway, so Total Eclipse of the Heart. And it is from the album. It's a 1983 album, You Stay Away From Me.
Yes. Is that what it's called? Bonnie Tyler's 1983 album, You Stay Away From Me.
Dedicated to Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, yes, yes. Album is Faster Than the Speed of Night. Do you remember that song? Night. Yes. Night. Nach.
Answer me this. Did Bonnie Tyler know when she was writing that song that we would make it famous by doing a dance drama art performance piece called The Bright Shop of Desire?
No, I didn't understand a fucking thing you just said there, but what she didn't do was write the song.
What?
Really?
No, she didn't. Some guy called Jim Steinman.
That's why I said that, because I think it's Jim Steinman who says,
yes.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Is it not Simon?
Steinman.
Yes, not just Barney Simon. Not Barney Simon.
Yeah. Jim
Steinman.
That is fascinating, Shemaine.
I want to ask you a question quickly.
Yes.
Can we, possibly using a computer, cross-reference the release of the album Speed of Night with the release of the first television series of Knight Rider?
Yes.
And see if in fact what she meant by the speed of night is not the speed of night as in a play of words, but in fact the speed of Knight Rider as in how fast can you go the kit car.
Do you want this? Yeah.
You want I don't know how to use those things.
No, I'm not going to look it up for you.
Fun fact.
I'm not going to look it up
I'll look
you,
it on this one. Okay.
But listen, Kune, yes, now that you're going with that, you know what the thought was behind the writing of the song?
Please tell us.
So according to the Steinman guy, he wrote it, it's a love story, but it was a dark love story that he wrote for like vampires, for a vampire love story.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, I mean, do you guys still want to know more?
Yes, tell me more.
Well, like
can I fill in with my knowledge?
Sure.
Jim Steinman co-wrote a vampire musical with Elton John, and it failed.
Ah.
It was called something, not Gaston, but it was like Constant or Vareron or Garçon. That was the name of the empire. So obviously maybe that song was in it.
Possibly. But yeah. You know, also Steinman was very specific when he gave this song, because he gave it to this lady now, who's singing, what's her name again, Bonnie Tyler. Keep scatting.
I said that it doesn't was a ship that better be. Nah, this bep, but for the ship it, but the root and berry shit, the good papa, papa.
Yeah!
So it turns out that. Listen, there might actually be some truth to my thing, because.
No, Knight Rider thing.
First episode, first season came out on the 26th of September, 1980.
What is that? Knight Rider?
Yes.
Yeah, but
so,
this
Bonnie
was.
Bonnie Tyler and this Simon guy is sitting at home. Maybe they had some cheap vodka. Maybe they were playing, I don't know, Scrabble or something. So Simon thinks, hey, gotta write a song. Let's put it on your new album. She's like, oh, I really would like that, but I don't have a name for my album. Next thing, hey, look at this show with that guy with the cock hairstyle. Wow, he's cock and dog. That's fucking awesome. Hey, look, his name is Knight Rider. Look how fast goes that car. Let's call it the Speed of Night. Next thing, bam, history. Here we are.
Yes.
That's science, people. Read
a
them
love
and
song written for vampires.
Amazing.
And on an album named after a guy with the leather patch, leather jacket. In fact, the guy who made the patch, leather jacket famous.
Who?
Knight Rider.
Ah.
Who was that guy again? Was that Mike? Was that Michael Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff.
Did I say Michael?
Yes, you did.
You made a mistake.
Terrible mistake. Very offensive.
I think for the people at home, let's sing other Bonnie Tyler hits.
Go.
Okay, you can join me.
Go.
That's good for clearing his throat.
Yeah, that was just after she had a last cigarette.
Yes.
It's a hard day.
Nothing but a hard day.
It's a fool's game.
Nothing but a fool's game. I was lost in France.
Aww.
And my pants were there.
My ankles.
How come I don't know that song?
I know that song.
I didn't know that song.
I'm just testing Cassie to see if
you know.
And they're putting up fairy lights in the studio. It's Christmas.
Was there anything else worthwhile you want to tell us about the song?
Or did you call it?
Nothing really, except the interesting Meatloaf wanted the song. And you wanted to sing this song.
I can
song,
so see that happening.
You know? Yeah. And Steinman was like, no, I wrote it especially for Bonnie. So, and Bonnie didn't want this song.
What?
And he didn't want this song.
Stupid Bonnie.
And he was like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to give it to anyone but you. So, yeah.
What?
Awesome, isn't
amazing,
it?
But because
facts.
What happened was, he was in Ireland, she was in America. And she said, I don't want to sing this song. But he knew she wanted to. That's why he then said, my Bonnie lies over the ocean. She was lying.
She was lying.
That's so clever, but it doesn't sound very consensual.
That's a
to
different
me.
Twist.
But you know that Jim Steinman did write for Meatloaf. Bad Out of Hell. That whole fucking thing was geschreven to Jim Steinman.
How awesome is
so
that?
So he had a thing for like
dark.
Huge operatic
yes.
kind of vampire.
He also wrote
vibes.
That thing. I will do anything for love.
But I won't do
that.
I
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Sure, that's really interesting
we
stuff.
We have learned stuff.
I have learned a lot of things right now.
Corneille, I asked you for a song.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
In our Out There section.
Yes.
And you gave me a wonderful song.
It's not very long, but it's very energetic.
It is. It actually...
Are we dancing?
It's actually 7 seconds long.
Just enough so that you don't get charged. You know, that's 7 seconds is like, that's cut off. Otherwise, you have to pay.
Yes. No.
Very
no.
clever.
No, that's...
Yes.
Well, that's the track. It's called...
It literally is just 7
Understanding.
Seconds.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, but who is that?
Is it yours?
We're going to miss it.
Okay.
We're going to miss
All
it
right.
now. Shh. Here it comes. Okay, so I thought that was maybe a bit too short.
That
Way
wasn't
short.
7 seconds to me.
Yeah, we just that cut into the like melody. And it's gone.
Iron Maiden gone wrong.
It's not Iron Maiden.
So it's Napalm Death, hey?
Yes, Napalm Death. Yes, that's
really?
Right, Cassie, yes.
So you know I said gone wrong. I didn't say it was.
Oh.
I said gone wrong.
Yes. I think you're right, technically.
Very parliament what you just did there.
Now, here's a minute song. That's very long. That's the Bohemian Rhapsody song.
Okay, oh.
It's 1 fucking minute long.
Love
Holy
it.
Shit, let's
it's
listen.
Called
it's going to be the longest minute of our lives.
Probably. Let's see.
It's called Nazi Punks Fuck Off. That was only 10 seconds.
And I'm tired already.
Wow, still going.
1 minute is almost too long.
I'm almost.
It's like 60 seconds too long.
Yes, I'm with that one.
So make it stop.
Look, not the most beautiful song, but I agree with the sentiment, I've got to say.
I also agree with the sentiment. Nazi punk, fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That
wow.
was
Wow. So
make it great. Stop.
That's pretty intense, I think.
Sure.
How many beats do you think they managed to put into that song? I like that little bit about the baby deer. That was quite nice.
Yeah, but it's a lot of beats. Especially if you're in the Eastern Cape, you're going to be getting a lot of beats in your face, I think.
Exactly.
Gavin.
Yes.
Have you finished with your gay news? I didn't check.
You know, guys, actually, literally, I feel violated. For me to feel violated, that's way
you,
over there.
You feel violated and you are the perpetrator.
No,
oh, wait.
Not violated, violated.
Okay.
It's a different
point. No, I finished. I was just going to end off by asking which province is the most gay-friendly province.
Oh, Cape Town.
Where's
no,
the Cape?
I know the answer.
What?
The Free State.
No.
Listen. Cassie, have you been to Domestic Boer on a
yeah.
Friday night, end of the month?
Is it very gay?
It's super gay, guy. I've like literally seen ladies making each other pregnant on the dance floor at
wow.
Domestic Boer
wow.
Friday night.
But isn't that in Cape Town?
They call it the Free State or nothing.
In Bloom.
It's your three spirit.
Yes.
What? Okay, what's the answer?
The Domestic
Boer. The answer is Gauteng.
Oh.
Wow.
And Cape Town.
Ah.
So you're partly right.
Okay. No. Hang on a second.
But
what is exactly in the middle between Gauteng and Cape Town? Bloemfontein. Free State. I was right.
I think it's Hanover, technically.
Or Colesburg.
Yes.
Or Middleburg.
Oh.
Middleburg is super gay right now.
guys. There's only one guy living there, happens to be gay, so 100% gay. Congratulations.
What time does your show start tonight?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay. It's not going to be like this. It's going to. It's very ordered. It's very calm.
I've seen that your shows are wonderful. As it's I said, they are lucky packets of
mostly
love.
Mostly political stuff. It's very calm. We just sit down on two chairs and we read a script.
No, it's not right. No, no. You're lying.
No, we've got everything. We've got hip hop rap rhymes. We've got art drama performance pieces.
We've got DIY. We're building DIY stuff.
We've got a kung fu action drama. We've got a cooking show. We've got the Love Captain.
Wow.
We've got flipping everything, guys. It's going to be amazing.
Right now. We can show you a quick little piece of Love Captain in Gavin. I'm going to use the style of the power of love right now. Okay. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make your life a little bit less cock today by telling me one of your problems. Pick one off the pile. No need to be too particular. And just give me the problem. I'm going to give you some solution right now. I'm going to use my powers. Okay?
Tell okay, me. I like that. Just hang on for me, Gavin. I'm going to give you some background music. Okay, here we go. Nearly there.
Mm-hmm.
And you open up and tell them, okay, what your problem
you're safe.
Is. Yes. And we're going to listen to Pan Flute John Lennon, who we spoke about earlier.
Yes.
So it all's coming back together.
Very safe space for you to open up, Gavin.
Okay, let me hear.
Shh, pan pipes.
People,
go, girl.
People, oh my people, prepare to have your human soul flushed through the portal of enlightenment and reopen your eyeballs wide to receive the love wisdom of the Love Captain as we go into the Atlkakwekel section of the show.
Atlkakwekel.
Ask the Love Captain a question about your cock life.
Atlkakwekel.
We've got a caller in. His name is Gavin. He's from the Eastern Cape. Gavin, what is your question?
My question is, mm-hmm. I have a husband who spends most of his time outside of the country for work, and he leaves me to sort of run the household
mm-hmm.
with the children and mm-hmm. everybody.
Okay.
And how do I handle the situation?
Okay, that's a very good question, Gavin. Well, first of all, I'm assuming your husband is gay, and therefore... it follows that he will spend most of his time out of the country.
Okay.
My advice to you would be to remember that you yourself are also a man, and that is one of the really bonus points of being a gay man, is that you never have to go far to find a hot and willing body. And as my mama Marna used to say, if you can't find someone out there to do it to you, sometimes you have to do it to you yourself.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Gavin. It's very, very lovely. And also, after the show, I will give you my own cell phone number. And you are free to dial that number anytime your husband is out of the country. I will
honored.
Step in and maybe split you like a chickpea. Thank you very much.
Twaki, we just got another request here. It's called Waffles for Myself. Waffles for Myself.
Waffles for Myself by Twaki. Corne, give me a beat.
I'm just going to sing with the flutes, guy.
Oh, no, I'll take the flutes off.
Okay.
Do you want beat, hey? Yeah.
My name is Twaki. I need some waffles for my little selfie. I like to cook them in a Belgian style and eat them in my kitchen. It takes a while. I like those waffles for my selfie in my kitchen. It makes me feel like I'm living the dream. The end.
Oh.
That's more of a haiku than a poem.
Yes.
That's a nice.
It's
that's
very
a
nice.
But you must do that because people want input. They were going to give you names and then you do poems. Somewhere on the night.
Do you
want
to. Okay, Gavin, tell me a couple of things about yourself. I'll do some hip hop rap rhymes for you. Tell me, what's your favorite emotion?
My favorite emotion.
Good
is
answer. Next question.
Devin, what is the sound of one man clapping himself inside of a forest when no one is there to hear him scream when he reaches the end?
Sure. Good. Good answer.
Very good answer.
Devin.
If you were a small woodland creature, which would be your favorite night of the week?
That's not a night. That's just a sound.
Friday.
Very good.
Ooh. Hey, Cassie, please get for us Rebecca Black Friday. Okay. We're going to play that for Gavin.
Okay. Gavin, what is the name that your mother would have preferred you to have been called if she had known how it all turned out in the end?
Probably Granwell.
Granwell. Great. Good information to have. Gavin, tell me this. At what age was the first time you really truly started to respect the music playing inside of your own mind?
Probably 5 years old.
Great. Any questions for Gavin, Corney?
Yes.
Why?
Why what?
Why not?
Very good answer. Very good answer. Very deep.
Very good.
Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of hip-hop rap rhymes for you. The first part is a little bit of stuff for Jack Parrow because it was on his recent album. I'll do some stuff about Corny and Twacky, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And then I'll improvise some rap rhymes about you, Gabe.
Fantastic.
Must I stop the Friday?
You'll have stop to, yes. For now, we'll play that just now again.
Okay, I'm just going to a little bit of it. Now on
Friday,
everybody's
looking forward to the week. Friday.
And Twacky, go.
Let me a beat, guy. Yes. Oh, feel it. Tonight, Vets Theater. Get your tickets at Web Tickets. It's happening. Let's go. Oh, Jack Barrow, zips on narrow. He's got Spook and Diesel running through his marrow. He's got a lot of human emotions. Snore like the ocean, waves and rolls like a magical potion. Rub it in lotion, more of a lot of
human emotion.
He breathes, he screams, he feels, he dreams. And the ladies, they scream cause he's so extreme. That's a more of a lot of
human emotion.
His name is Corney, he's got the most appeal. Hey, don't get it wrong, it's very, very long. And I am Twacky, built like a Bucky. I've got a dog and his name is Bucky. Corney and Twacky, they're very, very lovely. If you didn't know them, then you're unlucky. I said Corney and Twacky, they're very, very lovely. If you didn't know them, then you're unlucky. His name is Gavin, he comes from the Eastern Cape. He likes to take a long walk through the lake. He likes to think of emotions. And he thinks he started believing in songs in his dreams when he was just 5. He thinks the answer to the question why is what, and that's because he's very, very smart. Oh, Corney and Twacky, they're very, very lovely. If you didn't know them, then you're unlucky. I said Corney and Twacky, they're very, very lovely. If you didn't know them, then you're unlucky.
Well,
wow. That was very, very nice.
Word.
We gotta end the show. I want to carry on.
How long is it? How long is your show running?
Just one night. One night only. It's probably never ever going to happen again.
Go, people.
Cassie.
At the Birch Theatre.
Cassie, you must come.
I'm turn around tonight.
No, I didn't mean to the show. I just mean I want you to
come.
Oh,
now I will. Okay. I will work myself up now.
But Jermaine, you do actually have to come to
you
the
show. You have to come.
Because I have to be honest, there's the show and then there's the post-show orgy, and I haven't sold all the tickets to that one. So
you want to sell me tickets?
No, you can get a comp.
Okay.
But Gavin, you're going to
have to playing
play
on the desk? You, Jermaine.
I did.
She
don't
keeps
do that.
Drumming. It's part of
you are the most professional of us here. And you are drumming on the desk.
Unacceptable. Please come to the show, guys. We're going to rock you. We're going to love you. We're going to show you every single aspect of the style of love. We're not going to be doing this again in a very flippin' long time. We love you. We want to see you there. And if you don't like us, fuck you. Yeah. If you do love us, please tell your friends, tell your Uncle Dennis, tell your Auntie Pam, tell your dog, tell your Uma, even if she's dead, just phone her up on the telephone, say, Uma, come to the show. We're going to be there. We love you. Do it now. Come on.
Okay, so now it will be a nice poem by us three.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, I don't know what music we must do, but okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Come to Corney and Twacky at Wits tonight.
The
thing will be so cool, you will forget you are white.
Hey!
You will have a great time, even though your life is cuck. Everything will turn out just flippin' right. So come to Corner and Twaki. They are at 8 at Wits.
And everyone there will not make a shits.
That's right. Think of it as a braai with blitz.
Yeah. So that will be Corneille and Twaki tonight. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Shemaine. Our lovely legends.
Love you guys. Thank you for having us.
Corneille and Twaki, thank you for being here.
Wow.
We love you. Guys. We love you. Believe it because it's true.
And I just want to say...
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
Fuck me sideways with a feather. It's Corneille and Twaki tonight at Wits Theatre at 8 with our legends. Thank you for being a highlight of our year, of our existence, of our whole show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sometimes
bye.
What do people really want?
This is CliffCentral.com.